You're listening to the audio production of Wisdom for Life Devotional, 100 One-Minute Reflections from Psalms and Proverbs by Gail Burton Purith, published by B&H Publishing Group. This book is read by Amy Lilly. Dedication. I dedicate this book to my husband and best friend, Michael, who shares my love for the Lord. He has been a constant source of love, encouragement, and wisdom. Introduction. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so I long for you, God. Psalm 42, verse 1. Wisdom for Life is designed to give you a deeper appreciation for the books of Psalms and Proverbs. These Old Testament wisdom books bring us peace, give us comfort, guide our decisions, correct our misunderstandings, and teach us truths that help us mature in our faith. Whether you're a new student of the Bible or a mature believer, Wisdom for Life offers relevant insights for your daily life. The devotions take only a few minutes to listen to, making them easy to fit into a busy schedule. But they offer multiple scripture references and a four further thoughts section, so you can dig deeper when you have the time. The first few devotions are mini Bible lessons that will help you better understand the unique purposes God has built into Psalms and Proverbs. They're designed to lay the foundation for the rest of the audiobook. Although Wisdom for Life is designed for individual devotional use, it easily lends itself to family devotions or small group study. My prayer is that each devotion will draw you closer to the Lord. But as for me, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have made the Lord God my refuge and placed my trust in Him, that I may tell of all your works. Psalm 73, verse 28. Day 1. A Woman of the Word. Isn't it wonderful that the Creator of the universe cares so deeply about our lives that He gave us a book to help us through our time on earth and prepare us for our life in eternity? When we realize our need for God's Word, it's life-changing. We begin to see the power and understanding Scripture gives us, the wisdom and truth it provides, and the nourishment it offers our hearts, souls, and minds. We can say with the psalmist, "I rejoice in the way revealed by your decrees as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and think about your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." Psalm 119, verses 14 through 16. God reveals himself in his written word. May it be our most valuable resource as we seek to know him intimately. Let me share a poem I wrote that communicates my prayer for you, for myself, and for all Christ followers. A Woman of the Word by Gail Burton Purith. The Bible wore her imprint, its cover soft from use, the pages rubbed and wrinkled, the binding coming loose. And even if this Christian and her Bible were apart, she still would have it with her, hidden in her heart. Oh, make me such a woman, Lord, who hungers to be fed, who cherishes a line from you more than her daily bread. And when my days are over, may it be my epitaph, she longed to spend more time with him, and now is doing that. For further thought. As you begin this devotional audiobook, would you pray that it increases your love and respect for God and gives you a deepening desire to spend time in his word? Day 2. Prophecy, principles, praise, and problem solving. How relevant is the Book of Psalms for modern Christians? Is it simply an archaic book of poetry, prayer?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?